Just a few more minutes.
When you think of the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the boastful pride of life and the motive, Andrew talked about it, and I'm not either going to say what is the motive always for all these different things, but it just ties into what I was thinking about this morning. I think in a lot of it, and this is obviously not going to be the only thing, the flesh is looking for something to satisfy. That's often what it is. And that's what was on my mind this morning. I sat down, and I'll give a very honest testimony of my morning. I sat down, and I didn't really have much of an interest in reading the Word. I'll just ask you, and if you all say, well, that never happens to me, then I will say, praise the Lord. I'm thankful that that never. But I sat there and thought, that's interesting. Why am I not hungering to read the Word? And I'll tell you, when that happens to me, I'll tell you the first thought that runs through my mind is I'm probably, my mind, my flesh is trying to find satisfaction in something else. So I just started to look up verses about that. What is, when the Israelites, they came out of Egypt, God gave them a promise. He said, I'm going to take you to a land flowing with milk and honey. And it wasn't long after they left Egypt, they got into a situation and it was not many days after they came to the Red Sea and they'd sing salvation's song. And they said, oh, that we could have just died in Egypt. Lord, we sat by pots of meat. We had everything, life was good then. And what did God say at the end of the journey? He said, I actually intentionally let you be hungry. I let you be hungry so that you would learn a lesson. What was the lesson that he wanted them to learn? The lesson he wanted them to learn was, man doesn't live by bread alone. So let's put that, man doesn't live by the quality of the vehicle, if we go on some of Andrew's examples. Man doesn't live by somebody else, what they think. Man doesn't live by the quality of the clothes. I recently heard an interview, many of you will think golf is boring. I was listening to an interview of the number one golfer in the world. And he went on to, I think, a 5 or 6 minute explanation of how winning a golf tournament satisfies for about 2 minutes. He happens to be a fairly open professor of being a Christian. And he was just explaining, he says, it doesn't satisfy. Literally, he just kept saying, it doesn't, it satisfies for 2 minutes, and then it's gone. And I was just thinking about what as Andrew was sharing, and it tied into, man, it's so easy and so dangerous. This is one, this is the other one. We can sit here, why do we do this? I'm guilty. I could sit there, all of a sudden 20 minutes can pass, and you're like, what have I been doing? I'm wasting now. Why? So often it's like you're just looking for something of interest. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just personally challenged this morning. Lord, am I hungering and thirsting for you? So at the end of it all, he says, I let you be hungry. And then he says in the Psalms, I'd read you a couple of verses, and I'll share for just a few more minutes, but just building on this, what's the motive? So often the motive. And so I just ask you this morning a very pointed question. Are you excited about spending time with Jesus? And know that I am not looking down my nose at you when I ask you that, because I'm being honest and saying I was challenging myself with that this morning. Am I excited to spend time in the Word and spend time with Jesus? If the answer is no, if you're honest and you're saying, you know what, it's not, then take that challenge that I was challenging myself with this morning. Like, so why? Where then am I trying to find? How am I trying to feed that? Because God created us to hunger. Naturally, he created us to hunger. My kids right now, some of them, all the time. Constantly. Right? It's an example. I'll tell you, in this same way that they hunger all the time for natural food, our the inside of us, however you want to describe it, is hungering all the time as well. And the question is, what are we satisfying it with? Those things that will never actually satisfy, or are we coming to the one that can truly satisfy? So he says in Isaiah, so I'm just going to read you a few. Isaiah 55, here's a good one. This is a familiar one. Ho, everyone who thirsts, verse 1 and 2, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, or what is not bread, and your wages for what doesn't satisfy? You could expand that. Why do you spend your time pursuing the things that ultimately don't satisfy? Rather, he says, listen carefully to me and eat what is good and delight yourself in abundance. In Psalms, the psalmist said in Psalm 81, this is one that struck me early in my walk with the Lord. I always remember this verse. Psalm 81, I'll read you the last few verses 13 to 16. And in this, the Lord has been kind of lamenting the waywardness of Israel, how they would go astray. And so he says in verse 13, oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would quickly subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. Why did the Lord allow the enemies to come when they would start going after other gods? Who they thought, why did they go after other gods? They were hoping, what? That it would satisfy. They were looking for something to satisfy. And they wanted, and what did they do? They looked to the world. They looked at all the nations surrounding them and they thought, well, we want to be like the Philistines or the whoever it was. And the influence was where? Just like Andrew talked about, what all the advertisements come. It's from the devil. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We don't wrestle against people, but the enemy is there, always constantly trying to draw our heart away, trying to rob our faith different ways. But he was saying, and so, when they would do this, the Israelites would drift. He would allow the enemies to come in. Why? Because he just wanted to, because ultimately, why was he allowing it? Because he wanted them to see, hey, you're off track. And eventually, after it seemed a long time, they would finally realize, wait a minute, what's going on? This is crazy. We're under the servitude of the Philistines. And they would cry out to the Lord, and he would mercifully and graciously draw them back. And then he says, so all this ties into the fact, he says, oh, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would quickly subdue their enemies and turn my hand against your adversaries. Those who hate the Lord would pretend obedience to him, and their time of punishment would be forever. But I would feed you with the finest of wheat, and with honey from a rock I would satisfy you. These are kind of, you could be think strange. Oh, what does it mean? I would feed you with the finest of wheat, and with honey from the rock I would satisfy you. The point being, when you look at it now, that Jesus satisfies more than, he's the only one that truly satisfies, period. Not more than. He's the only one that satisfies, period. Other things might satisfy just for a moment in time, a second, 2 minutes, if you ask a golfer, right? 2 minutes I get out of that. Jesus Christ is the one that satisfies. And I think for me, that is the challenge I have this morning of just like, Lord, I don't want to chase after any other thing or become deceived into thinking somehow anything else could satisfy. I want to have my eyes fixed on you and you only. There's so many. We sang Psalm 84. I'll just finish with this one because it's so good. How lovely are your dwelling places, O Lord of hosts. My soul longed and even yearned for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. That is a place I want to be, and I hope all of us could be, where when we are hungry. I remember the story of Hudson Taylor when he lost, I think it was his first wife. Incredibly difficult. He lost his best friend, and naturally inside him, there would be this longing for something, right? That he'd lost that companionship and everything. And I remember what the Lord revealed to him and what his testimony was. He would just cry out when that would come, just that longing for that companionship. He would just say, Lord, I thirst. It's all he knew. He would just cry out. And what was he saying? He was just like, Lord, there's this chasm, this void in my life because I've lost the one I love. I want you to fill it. I don't want to go somewhere else for it to be filled. And the Lord, in his mercy, did actually bring another wife or husband. That wasn't the point. The point was he had the revelation that in this longing, in this, God said, I let you be hungry to the Israelites. Why did he let them be hungry? Why does he let us be hungry? Because his desire is that we would say to him, Lord, I thirst. And I've read your word, and I know you are the one, the only one that can satisfy. Lord, satisfy that hunger in me. Lord, don't let me go after other things. Everything is trying to pull me the other way. Lord, I thirst. Satisfy that longing in my heart. Satisfy it, Lord. And when we cry out that way, one of the kids said, so Jaden said this morning, my dad says, if you ask, you'll receive. If we cry out, Lord, I thirst. I'm longing for something. I can feel it. I can feel it in me. I think if we're all honest, we'd all say, I know what that feels like. I know what that feels like to have that where you're just looking for something that will, what can I, I'm just hungering for something. And the challenge to me this morning so much is, Lord, I don't want in that to go and try and find it in something else, Lord. I just want to turn to you and cry out to you. So that's my challenge to you this morning. I'm not even going to finish. Read Psalm 84. The psalmist is crying out, Lord, I long for the courts of the Lord. I long for it. I long to be in your presence. I'd rather be on just on the very edge of your house than to dwell right in the tents of wickedness. I just want a taste of you, Lord. I encourage you with that this morning. It's what Andrew has shared about looking at our motives as to why is it that these things that we want or we're concerned about, what is the motive there? And let's be on guard against that. And importantly, let's, in the moments where we realize, why do I care so much about that? Or why am I desiring to do that so much? Just say, Lord, I don't want anything else in my life to compete with you for what is truly satisfying and truly bringing me life. He is the giver of life, right? Oh, taste and see, as we've heard several times in the last weeks. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.